If you like drinking coffee, you have an arts degree. If you like bicycles, gentrification, standing still at rock concerts and public radio, then by one blogger's definition, you're white. In Stuff White People Like, Christian Lander blogs about things that define, or some might say, stereotype white people. The project began as a way to poke fun at the assumptions we make about African Americans or Jews or other minority groups, but since it started a little over a month ago, the blog has clearly hit a nerve. Almost 4 million hits later, the list of Stuff White People Like continues to grow. So, what do you think white people like, and do you wince to recognize yourself? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Blogger Christian Lander joins us now from NPR West in Culver City, California. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
And I did take note that you bicycled over to our bureau in Culver City, California. Doesn't that put you on this list?
Absolutely. Almost everything I do is on this list. I think that's why people have responded to it.
Because
I will.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say I bike around Los Angeles a lot, and I thought if there was one place where I would find a bike rack, it would be NPR, and I wasn't disappointed.
Okay, so you hit two strikes against you: the bicycle and, well, public radio is one of the things that white people like, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have many more strikes against me, believe me.
In the meantime, we should point out, for those who might be taking offense at this, you did start this out as satire.
Oh, absolutely. It started with a friend of mine named Miles Valentin in Vancouver. We were just having an IM conversation, sort of joking around, talking about The Wire, actually, the TV show on mm-hmm. HBO, and just sort of throwing around ideas about what white people do. And we just started throwing around funny things like therapy, divorce, and stuff like that. And I said, okay, we're going to do a blog about this. And we started it up and did not expect it to get this big.
I suspect that's true. I do note that things like a NASCAR and moonshine are not necessarily on this list either.
Well, I don't think it takes too long from reading the blog to realize that we're definitely going after a very specific subset, dare I say, NPR's target audience, perhaps. And I think you can sort of figure out what types of things we're putting to add on here. I think that the NASCAR sort of, for lack of a better word, white trash version has been sort of played to death already.
So you're going after the soccer mom circuit, if you will?
Perhaps. Let's just say the Park Slope parent a little more than the soccer mom.
Ah, so if you're wearing Birkenstocks, so you could find yourself on this list?
Absolutely. Wouldn't take too long for you to relate to a few postings.
We're talking with Christian Lander, a blogger and creator of Stuff White People Like. And what's been the response to your blog? I mean, I assume that some people found it difficult to take seriously at first.
Absolutely. The great thing about blogs and the whole internet thing is that the comments section of the site, for every post, readers are allowed to comment in. And I think that gives you a really good idea about the cross sections of reactions. Most of the time, the people being parodied, obviously people like myself, get the joke and find the satire and find the humor and enjoy it. But there is a strong reaction the other way, people who get really, really offended at it and leave really angry posts about how the site is racist and how awful I am as a person. They also like to say I'm not funny, if I could add that in there as well.
Let's see if we can get some listeners in on the conversation. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. What about stuff that white people like? Let's talk with Zach. Zach is with us from Iowa City.
Hi.
Hi, Zach.
I tend to think of environmentalism and sustainability and sort of outdoor stuff like mushroom hunting and fishing and bow hunting as sort of a white domain.
Christian Lander, might any of those find their way onto your list?
Mushroom hunting is fantastic. I think that one definitely needs to be on there. I hadn't even thought about that. But I think someone told me a story. A friend of mine in Tucson told me a story about mushroom hunters, saying that there are bold mushroom hunters and there are old mushroom hunters, but there are no bold old mushroom hunters.
So what was that, gold and old?
Bold. B as in, okay. B as in
willing
boy.
Willing to take a risk on the mushrooms they find on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, got it. Yes.
But in terms of environmentalism, if they're wearing their Birkenstocks and also know the size of their carbon footprint.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I think that we don't want the blog's not going for environmentalism a whole because there's so many ways to break it up and so many specific aspects that can be pointed out. But it's definitely a recurring theme.
Zach, thanks very much for the call. Let's turn now to Joe, and Joe's with us from Oswego in New York.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I guess another thing that white people do, or I guess a cracker, you could say, crackers are the only ones that are eating mayonnaise.
You know, I will say that I get this comment more than anything else. People write into the site and say, you have to add mayonnaise, you have to add mayonnaise. And it made me realize that the movie Undercover Brother might have been the most seen film of all time, judging by the number of responses I get asking me to add mayonnaise to it.
You might want to add, make their own mayonnaise.
Along with peanut butter. Absolutely. That's definitely a next level. That's advanced behavior.
Joe, thanks very much for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's turn now to Ambria. Ambria with us from Melville in Illinois.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
What I wanted to say, maybe take a little different standpoint on it, I'm an educator, and as an educator, I have taken social justice classes, and I've learned that through those classes, you know, it's something that white people don't think about, but white privilege, and it makes it a position where we don't really think about the things we do, and although others may notice, it makes it easy for us to scrutinize others and not so much ourselves. And so I think it's just hilarious. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I wonder, has a lot of the hits been negative or positive comments?
I would say, thank you for writing. I mean, that's definitely a subset theme of the entire blog, is to sort of poke fun at white privilege and sort of recognize that it's still there. No matter how left-wing you are or how much money you spend to help the environment, you know, the privilege is still there. And the response overall, I'd say the anger is outweighed by the positive at a ratio of, I don't know, 30 or 40 to 1, which is really a great thing.
That is great. That is great. Okay, thank you.
Ambria,
thanks
very much for the phone call. Let's go now to Dana. Dana's calling us from Charlotte in North Carolina.
Hi. So I've been to the blog, and I was sort of shocked and horrified to recognize myself in just about every one of the posts.
That's all right.
And what in particular do you think, Dana?
So, for example, I'm an art major. I think one of them was loving to travel, and I'm planning this big, long road trip with my boyfriend for spring break. One of them was drinking coffee, and I go to a Starbucks just about every week. I mean, really, everything on the list applied to me, so I guess I'm pretty white.
They apply to me, too, so don't feel so bad.
All right. I guess I really am the fan base that you're trying to discuss.
Dana, yeah. Thanks very much for the call and for recognizing yourself on the list.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. This we have from Francesco. Please don't forget about crepes, hockey, and Pez dispensers. I'm all about the Pez dispensers. I think the plug is hilarious. Pez dispensers?
Pez dispensers, that's a good one. Hockey, I'm a Canadian, so posting that one up is going to have to be handled delicately.
Shooting harp seal babies in a barrel, maybe? here's another email we got from Robert in Cincinnati. White people like to wear shorts in winter.
Oh, this is a post. I've actually got a lot of requests for this post. And I have a sort of a story about this. Growing up, I grew up in Toronto. And every year in the Northeast, as I'm sure many people know, it gets kind of warm. Like there's that one warm day in March or in April where it gets slightly above average. And there's always one guy who breaks out shorts as soon as possible. And his dedication to wearing shorts spills over into the very next day when it goes back below freezing, hoping somehow that the wearing of shorts can keep the warm weather going.
I was in Madison, Wisconsin, as it happened over the weekend when the temperatures soared into the mid-30s. And yes, indeed, there were people in T-shirts and shorts in
and
Madison.
And the hacky sacks
Ultimate
Frisbees.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve. Steve calling us from Livermore in California.
Yeah, and I'm calling you from my BlackBerry, which must be on the list.
iPhone only at this point.
iPhone only. Okay, so you're a little bit off the list, at least at this moment, Steve.
Oh, man.
Well, it's okay if you wish that you had an iPhone, and you tell everyone that I have this BlackBerry, but I really wish I had an iPhone.
I'm compromised.
Steve, thanks very much. Well, perhaps being in Livermore might qualify in and of itself.
Yeah.
Then there you go. Thanks very much for the call. Let's talk with Jennifer. Jennifer with us from Oklahoma.
Hey there. I'm loving this conversation. I found out that I'm a Birkenstock-wearing, latte-drinking, Prius-driving trust fund baby because I support Barack Obama. apparently, that's a white folk thing, too, so who knew?
That's a pretty impressive list.
There was a supporter of Hillary Clinton's, a surrogate, on YouTube on February 20th, and boy, he really ran it on us. And apparently, all of us who've supported Senator Obama fit into your list there. But I think this is a great conversation. I love poking fun at ourselves.
Jennifer. He's post number 8 on the site.
Post number 8 in early.
Fantastic.
Early.
Oh, he was in early. He was in early. There was a no-brainer on that one.
Early and often. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Jennifer. Here's Read Science Fiction, not exclusively. This is from Margaret, who's emailing us. Not exclusive, she says, I know a few fans who are not Euro-Americans, but not very many. Is science fiction on the list?
I think we could possibly switch that to writing science fiction or writing unpublished science fiction novels.
Let's get Drew on the air. Drew's calling us from Kansas City in Missouri.
Hey.
Go ahead, please.
I was going to say, if you have a Precious Moments figurine in your possession, you're most likely white.
When my wife and I were driving across the country, we stopped at the factory, and it was frightening. I think I had nightmares for a week after being there.
We actually have a museum here in Missouri.
Yeah, that's where we were, and it was kind of scary.
And Drew, do you have one?
No, I don't, but people in my family do.
All right, Drew. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Richard. Richard's with us from Ohio.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'm a 48-year-old black guy, but I've listened to this conversation. I've listened to NPR for over 20 years. I drink coffee every day. I did 10 years in the Navy so I could travel. So I've got to check this blog out so that I can see just... maybe I was born in the wrong section.
I'm sure you've gotten comments like this, Christian Lander, from people who said, I may not be white, but I'm on the list.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people write in, and they can laugh. Definitely good sense of humor to laugh at the behavior and recognize it.
And I'm a 40-year NASCAR fan.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you can find yourself on both lists next time.
Thanks, you're taking it to the next level.
Thanks for the call, Richard.
Have a good day.
And let's see if we can go for Lindy. And Lindy's with us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to see if anyone had actually mentioned the whole concept of blogging yet.
That's actually going to be filed under a future post called Self-Importance.
Because as far as I know, everyone that blogs has got to be white. It's totally a white person thing.
There are some who aren't, but I think the vast majority, you may be right.
That's it.
Thanks very much for the call, Lindy. Yep. And you,
no
you mentioned self-importance on the next as one of the upcoming blog posts. Can you give us a hint of anything else, do you think, Christian?
Of other upcoming?
Yeah.
One of the ones that I'm working on right now is water in bottles. It's important that I don't say bottled water because obviously from the thing in New York last year where they're taking a step away from all the waste generated by the plastic bottles.
Yep.
And then recently they came out with the Nalgene bottles, you know, the camping ones. Were shown to leak toxins into the water. So now to really get into the advanced white person water in bottles activity, you need one of those tin bottles with the twist top.
Christian Lander is a blogger and founder of Stuff White People Like. He joined us from our NPR studios in Culver City, California. You can find a link to his blog at our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.